Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel, our Lord teaches us that it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. What is our Lord trying to teach us? He's trying to teach us that for those who are rich, it will be hard for them to enter the kingdom of heaven. There's really nothing obscure by that passage. But the next thing he says makes it sound like it's impossible for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. When he says it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. So which is it? Is it simply hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven, or is it impossible? Well, it's both in different senses. It is hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven because it's hard for one to possess riches and not be enslaved by them. It's hard for one to possess riches and not to put his love and trust in those riches. Remember, this passage from our Lord immediately follows the young man who had many possessions and was called by our Lord to follow him and went away sad. He wasn't ready to give up his possessions. You see, that rich young man was attached to his riches. And so it's hard to give up riches when our Lord calls you to do so. And so it is hard to enter the kingdom of heaven. One can easily fall into love and trust toward those riches, just like we read in the first reading today regarding the Prince of Tyre. It said, his heart had grown haughty from his riches, to the point he arrived at the point of saying, a god am I. See how filled with pride he was because of his worldly goods, his worldly success. So it is hard, but it is also impossible in a certain sense, because certainly a camel cannot pass through the eye of a needle. Okay, that is impossible. Our Lord says, for men this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. That is, man cannot save himself by himself. That is impossible. But with God's grace, all things are possible. So again, it's not a sin to have riches. It is difficult. But with God's grace, it is possible. In fact, St. Anselm says that there was a gate of Jerusalem called the Needle's Eye, and when the camels carrying their goods and riches from Midian arrived, in order to pass through this narrow gate called the Needle's Eye, they needed to shed themselves of the goods they were carrying and get on their knees and crawl through. Okay? Difficult. See how, what a great image this is. They have to shed their goods, that is, separate themselves, be detached, get on their knees, humble themselves in order to enter through the narrow gate that leads to eternal life. And so the disciples, hearing this, that it's difficult for a rich man to enter heaven, again, you can see how in those days and still in our own days, riches are oftentimes considered a blessing from God, a sign of his favor. And they can be, but not necessarily. And so the apostles say, who then can be saved? Okay, our Lord says for men this is impossible, but for God all things are possible. St. Peter starts thinking things through. Okay? I and the other apostles, we've left all things and followed you. Unlike that young man who just went away sad. Granted, we didn't have many riches, and so St. Peter doesn't say we left our riches. But the fishing nets, the business that they did have, they left. St. Peter says, we gave up everything and followed you. That second part is important, the following of Christ. Because it's not enough to just give up one's riches, to become a philanthropist, a general do-gooder in the natural sense of the word. But you must also follow Christ. And so, what will there be for us? Our Lord says, Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone, so there he's saying, they will share in our Lord's glory and authority to judge. And everyone, all right, so now it's not just the apostles. Everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. And so our Lord is encouraging us to give everything to him. And we will receive 100 times more because God is infinitely rich. His grace, because it is supernatural, surpasses everything in the natural world. Supernatural, above nature, above all created things. And we will inherit eternal life because many who are first in this world with their riches and good and worldly wisdom will be last. And the last, not being rich in the eyes of the world, but being rich in virtue, like Saint Francis, will be first. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Oh.